from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
The standard Imperial Stormtrooper is equipped with the best gear the galaxy has to offer. High-impact, blaster-resistant plastoid alloy, full body armor to keep the soldier safe out on the field. In-helmet communications with digital encryption and laser transmission capability to ensure he knows his mission and can coordinate with his brothers effortlessly, making him an effective cog of the Imperial War Machine. All-weather anti-contaminant body glove to ensure safety from biological and/or chemical agents. True tread soled boots to give him sure footing while protecting our universe. The Blastech E-11 standard Imperial issue blaster to enforce the law and defend order throughout the galaxy. The common Ewok warrior has a leather hood and a f***ing stick with a rock tied to it. Now I dare you to look me dead in the eye and tell me you actually believe the technologically superior Empire got beaten by a bunch of teddy bears that don't even know how to wipe their own ass. Seriously, you'd have to be a complete moron to think that this farce could have ever happened. Yeah, there were a lot of little furballs running amok in the trees that fateful day on Endor, but nowhere near the number needed to take down an entire legion of the Emperor's finest. There were how many? Okay, I'll be generous and say there were 1,000 Ewok in the fight, but that still wouldn't be nearly enough to win the battle fought on the forest moon. I could even buy the idea that if millions of Ewoks attacked, wave after wave, eventually an Imperial Legion could theoretically fall, but not until every power cell and their weapons was emptied and the forest was littered with the dead bodies of literally thousands of Ewok warriors. Even then, the Imperials would be far superior in hand-to-hand combat. Plus, there's the advantage of sheer size and mass. A rifle can become a powerful bludgeon in dire times, friend. And yes, we are most certainly trained in that technique should the need arise. This is obviously the worst case of anti-Imperial propaganda that has ever cursed the proud history of the Imperial military. It's just plain insulting to think that some of you actually believe it to be fact. It's designed to make us, the brave men of the armed forces, look like a bunch of hapless pussies, and I won't have this go on any longer. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View, all rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
www.adpov.net